week I want to look at a range of questions associated with the ketubah in the marriage ceremony, and I want to start off with a question about whether or not it's permitted for the Eidim to sign in a language other than Hebrew, and if they are, is it permitted for one Eid to sign in Hebrew and one Eid to sign in another language? So I want to look today at a tshuva of Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Zichrono Livracha, in Sheilot Tshuvot Siach Nachum, Simon Kuf Bet. Rav Rabinovich was lately the Rosh Yeshiva of Birkat Moshe in Maale Adumim. That's prior to that, he was the principal of Jews College in London and held various rabbinic positions in the United States. Prior to that, was a very distinguished Talmid Chacham and Posek in the modern Orthodox world. And he specifically discusses the case of a Rav who was being Masade Kiddushin in the middle of nowhere. He was going to sign the ketubah, and there was another Shomer Shabbat there in the area who was going to be the other aide. But the Shomer Shabbat was an Am Haaretz and didn't know how to sign his name in Lashon HaKodesh. So he says this is quite straightforward. It's Mufurash in Even HaEzeh Simon Kuf Lamed, that you can have one person signing in one language and another person signing in another language. So on the face of it, it seems to be not a problem at all. But then he brings our attention to a halacha in Choshen Mishpat. We have to remember that the halachot of the ketubah are essentially Choshen Mishpat rules to do with monetary commitments and shtarot, rather than particularly Even HaEzer rules to do with matrimony. To any event, in Choshen Mishpat Simon Mem Hei Seif Bet, it points out that the Eidim need to understand what they're signing. You can't just append your signature to a piece of paper with lots of writing on it without knowing what written there. You might have signed your whole life away or something. There's an answer to that problem, because the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Eidim are unable to read what's written, so they can have it read to them by two other people who are trustworthy, and if they can't understand what's read to them, they can have it translated to them by two people who are trustworthy. So that sounds good, except for two considerations. One consideration is that the Shach says that he disagrees with this ruling, and even though b'diavad he accepts it, l'chatchila, in the first instance, he's not happy with it. So the case that Rav Rabinovich is describing is, of course, the case of b'diavad. There's nobody else there who can sign, so we do have to rely on it. There's still another problem, and that is you haven't got two people to read it out and translate it to the aide, because you need two people to read it and translate it. You've only got the Masadeh Kiddushin. He's the only person who knows what it means. So Rav Rabinovich says, actually, there is a solution to this, because usually in Chutz La'aretz, on the printed ketubah, it's a standard text, and there's also printed a translation of the ketubah. And so the standard, your person can see this is a standard ketubah, standard translation, and that's, at least b'diavad, going to be acceptable as having two people read it out and translate it. So that's good, except for one thing, and he says that very often the translation on the ketubah, that is just a précis of the main substance of the ketubah. I know the ketubah that we tend to use in the United Synagogue here in London, that's the précis of the substance of the ketubah. That's what it says. It certainly doesn't make any mention of the specific financial commitments that the Chatan is committing to for the benefit of the Kala, and therefore it's not really a translation, not terribly helpful in this regard. So I think from this, that if one was in this case, it might be good to either make arrangements in advance that the aide has the ketubah read out to him, or that perhaps there's some sort of make sure the translation that comes with it and perhaps needs to be signed by two other people to show that it's a valid translation, that is given to the aide. It's also worth flagging up, very often the aide can sign in Hebrew. There may be friends of the Chatan or something. They know how to sign their names in Hebrew. They went to day school, they went maybe to yeshiva, That's but they can't understand the content, what the words in the Ketubah mean. That's and that could indeed be a problem. So it's very important that the Masadeh Kiddushin should read and translate the Ketubah to the Edim in advance. Ad Kan.